Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about, and whatever you focus on, grow. I mean, that's the formula. Today I did a video and I was talking on the idea on, did a video on Instagram and was talking on the idea of the wealth formula, the wealth code. And the code is simply money times interest times time equals wealth. I mean, that's everyone's code for building wealth. Now this is in the terms of investing. You know, there's a lot of different ways to build. I struggle with this podcast and my messages because I'm always trying to think who you are. Like, who's listening to me right now? Because to be honest, if you start doing these podcasts and you start posting, a lot of times the only people you hear from are assholes. I don't know if you know this. Like, I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, I order products literally every day on Amazon. You know, we run our office. I'm a lead broker. I sell leads. So we're constantly ordering supplies, or the people that work with me. I'm constantly ordering things personally. If I'm on my construction site, we're remodeling a house and I think I need a tool because of I'm now 49 and I slip and I forget to take notes and I forget things. I literally pull my phone out and I'll go to Amazon and I order that supply or tool immediately because the shipping's free. So boom, I just order it. And then, yeah, it's there the next day and I don't have to worry about going to the store. But I never go and leave a review. And I imagine sometimes the only people who are stimulated to leave a review are people who are pissed off or disagree with you. You know, there's just people that want to argue, you know. I've gotten that way at times, I guess, you know. And so I don't know. I get some feedback. I've tried a lot of different approaches to the podcast. What I really want to talk about is building is what I know. I'm not trying to teach how to do business because everyone's in a different business. Though sometimes I speak on business. I think I can speak onto that. I've worked basically independently as an affiliate or self-employed or as a an active working entrepreneur promoting books. And our my product and coaching and these things through direct mail for almost 20 years, I did that, and so I feel like I'm somewhat of an expert on that and I can speak to that, but how does that help a 20-year-old coming up? You know, he's not going to be doing direct mail most likely. I could speak in generally about business, but a lot of my listeners don't own a business, right? They want to talk investing. And so I've been trying to narrow this in to find what my message is. Because for me, all of this stuff is holistic. It's not one thing, right? Like, I've changed my career multiple times, but the thing that has stayed consistent with me was the fact that I invested in the stock market. I invested in the real estate market and I invested in myself. Right? These are the three things that you should always be investing in. Yourself. I literally yesterday paid $47 to sit in on a webinar on building your personal brand with Grant Cardone and Frank Kern. Did they say anything to me that I didn't know? No. I got a couple cool bonuses out of it, but that's $50 that's invested into me. And it's also entertainment, you know? And it's cool when the things that make you money also entertain you. Right? That's awesome. That's where you want to be. And so I've struggled with that because I'm passionate about the stock market. But a lot of guys that listen to me or gals that follow me, they're into real estate. They don't give two shits about the stock market. And so I've tried to, and then I listen to like Joe Rogan, and there's some episodes Joe does that I just don't care about the subject. And that's cool. And people just tune out and they catch the next one. And so I guess that's how I'm going to have to approach it, is just understanding that I can't fit in something for everyone in every message. It's just not possible when I'm talking about a variety of things. And yet they're all interconnected, you know, they're on a some sort of spiritual sense. These things are all extensions of me. And in one form or another, you're doing these things and you can get a nugget here and a nugget there, right? It's just one voice in a sea of voices that are saying and preaching the same thing. But sometimes, see, one of the great things about influence, Tony Robbins used to teach on influence before we had influencers, even though we've always had influencers, people who, and anybody can be an influence. But I'm probably not going to say anything to you that you've never heard before. Maybe I'll say it to the right person in the right way, and bam, it'll connect, and all of a sudden they internalize what's being said. I've had that experience where someone says, dude, I'm going to be honest, I never even thought about investing. Like, I didn't give it second thought. I listened to you talk on that message about blah, 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 and man, you've really got me thinking now. See, and that's it. That's what I'm doing it for, right? The reason I'm talking, nobody's paying me to talk. I got to take time out of my day. You know, I'm busy. I'm doing that for that connection because I actually think I somehow weirdly, maybe I'm crazy, but I think I'm going to get rewarded for that. Like, I think that shit is the real passive income. You know, I poke fun at passive income sometimes, that there's no such thing, that it all requires active management, and I'm sorry that you can't outsource everything and just collect checks on the beach. That's fucking stupid. It's a stupid concept. What kind of pathetic human being wants to do that anyway? You understand the mind of a person that wants to sit and do nothing and collect money is the mind of a person who will never collect money. You're not on the right wavelength with money. That's not what money wants. Money's like super spiritual. And I'm kind of afraid sometimes to go down that rabbit hole because, you know, you get people, they're Christian or they're Muslim or they're Buddhist, and all of a sudden you start pushing up against some of their internalized set of parameters, their rules that they guide and live themselves by. And we don't want to offend anyone, but I do believe there's this spiritual connection to money, and that money's close to godliness, man, that it's close to the universe. Because the things that you can do to affect and to help the most people are all tied around this thing called money. And for whatever reason, some people, I don't think, want that spiritual responsibility that comes with holding, having, and managing money. Because keeping money in your hand and in your pocket is literally one of the hardest things you will ever do. Becoming a doctor is easier than saving money. People say, well, that can't be. I think so. I mean, why do so few doctors have money? You know? Now, I'm not saying it is worth more. You know? Let's be honest. So, feedback is always welcome. You can reach me on Instagram. You can DM me. You can email me. You can leave comments on the podcast. That's cool. You probably know or don't know that I give away a book entitled You Don't Have to Die Broke. The point of that book is to give you some ideas of the things that you can be investing in. I'm trying to share with people that the traditional approach that's pitched to you, the 401k, the whatever it is that human resources are pitching to you, all these things where your retirement is attached to your job, that's all bullshit. I mean, it's fine. And if they have a good fund, then use it. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that somehow your wealth is connected to your job directly, meaning you have to go through human resources, is bullshit. Anyone in America that is hearing my voice, or outside of America, I believe, anywhere in the world, I don't care what your age is, what your race is, what your social economic status is right now, can build wealth in a 7 to 10 year period. I truly believe that. I wouldn't say it if I didn't. And I'm a living example of that. I didn't go to college. I'm not certified to do anything. I have no special talents. The only special talent that I have is I give a shit about my money, in the sense that I am obsessed with investing my money. I am obsessed with dividends. I am obsessed with interest and yield. I am obsessed with the process of collecting rent. I want hundreds of families to get up every day and go to work so that at the end of the month they can send me a fourth of their income. You realize that's what rental properties about. I have renters who, they're going to work all month, and the biggest payment they're going to make, what they're going to spend the most money on, is giving it to me. Let that sink in. They're going to work all month, and the thing that's going to cost the most, that's going to hit their budget the most, is to bring their money to me. And I didn't do any of the work. I didn't go to their job. I didn't get up every day and drive in. I don't drive to work. I switched this process that I need to work to get money with responsibility. And I think there's a spiritual connection there. If you read in the Bible, God gives one person 10 talents and one person 5 talents and one person 1 talent. There's a parable where God talks about this. In other words, he gives some of you 10 times the responsibility. But what does he expect? 100-fold. See, if he gives you 10, he wants 100. That's what he expects. That's one of the principles of money, reaping and sowing. So guess what? You live 10 years, you save no money, you invest no money, you don't understand interest. Yeah, you're going to be broke. Well, why didn't people do that? Because it's an incredible amount of responsibility. It's going to require you to tap in. It's going to require you to have personal discipline. It's going to require you to be mindset to change your thought process on the way you see the world. It's going to require you to become impatient with yourself in the short term so that you can be patient with yourself in the long term. Like, you understand, that's how the wealth game is done. Being impatient right now. Like kicking your own ass right now. Like saying, dude, you've got to put money in right now. Go deliver pizzas every Friday, and everything you make on Friday, you vest. And people say, but that's such a sacrifice. No, it's not. It's not a sacrifice to keep your own money. What's the sacrifice is not keeping your own money. People got it backwards. You sacrificed your future wealth. You sacrificed building, protecting, and growing the wealth of your family for today. You sacrificed. The sacrifice is not doing it. It's not doing it. And people get it twisted, man. They get it twisted. I feel sorry for people who aren't investors. When I meet people and they're 40 and they're 45 years old and they don't have any wealth, you know, they got a mortgage, they're halfway through. After they sell it in fees, you know, what are they going to get? $50,000, $100,000? They got some depreciating cars. They got some careers they don't like. You know, they don't have any much in the way of stocks. You know, maybe they got a dumb boat in the yard. They got all these trappings of this thing called the middle class. But they don't have any real power. You know what power is? When you wake up tomorrow and you're like, fuck it. I'm not going in. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm going to do something different. That's power. See, but the guy that has that power, he's not going to do that. He's not going to burn that bridge. But he can. And the very fact that you can gives you this self-confidence. It allows you to walk different, talk different, think different, be different. You negotiate. You talk different with your boss. You know how much easier it is to negotiate or look for a new job when you make $4,000 a month from your 12 or 13 rental properties? Because from age 25 to age 35, you put in work. You grinded. You did extra jobs. You worked on weekends, you painted, and I mean, it seemed like a damn struggle, dude, where some days you're like, what the hell am I doing? My friends are all fishing, my friends are in Cabo, and I'm sitting here working on this stupid, ugly house. I've had emotional breakdowns working on properties, literal tears, because I didn't know what I was doing. I'd bought a house, I couldn't afford to pay anyone. I'm in there trying to do drywall, and I don't know what I'm doing. All I'm doing is making a fucking mess. I got shit everywhere. I got dirty rags. I barely got enough money to get through, and I'm sitting in this house. Sitting in that house. But you understand that emotional breakdown and that crying? That's different then I don't know how I'm going to pay for this car payment. I don't know how I'm going to get my kid through college. Like, how am I going to do this? See, the emotional breakdown I was having, the crying I was having, was about my wealth. Like, I'm sitting in my asset. I'm sitting in my investment. I'm covered in paint. The only thing, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm looking at things on YouTube. I'm reading books. I'm not no handyman. I don't understand these things. But I know this. Inside of me, the same spirit, the same God that created this place, who gave 1 10 talents, 1 5 talents, and 1 1 talent. I don't know how many talents he gave me, but I'm just trying to work with the ones he gave me. That on that day, when I have to give an account, if there is such a thing, or if not just to myself, or to my child when the kid says, hey, Dad, what's up on college? How are we paying for it? And I now have to give an account to him what I've been doing for the last 30 years. Because you're giving an account to people all the time. When you say, no, son, I can't do that. No, sweetie, I can't do that. You could be saying that, one, because you are investing for the future. And that does mean at times we have to tighten the belt. Now, that's one thing. That's one conversation. But make sure you add the other part. No, we can't do that. You know why? Because we're trying to get rich. I'm constantly telling my son this. If you're a millionaire, won't you buy this? Because I'm trying to be a 5 millionaire, bro. I didn't make the money to spend the money. If I wanted to spend the money, I wouldn't even have the money. Now, I'm going to spend money. But the money I want to spend is the money coming off the money. I'm still in the accumulation stage. I'm trying to grow. Now, does that mean you do that every day, every day, every day? Life is... No. You're going to have those times. So when it's time to go on vacation, cool. We're not going to invest as heavy this month. We're doing the vacation thing. And we're going to set aside some money for that. See, the power of aggressively investing is you can just stop. And it doesn't slow anything down. Like, dude, my family, the way we do this, we'll go 4 or 5 months where we're putting in $5,000. And guess what we do the next month? None. Why? The whole five gets set aside. We're going on a trip. And then the next month, instead of five, it's 2.5 in the investments, 2.5 in cash. Let's do our trip. Now we take a week. Oh, we can do the $200 or $300 dinners. Why? Because for 5 months, we put every freaking penny into investments. I've been doing that for 18 years. So guess what happens? On the months I don't invest, the investments invest. It's called the power of compounding. And so I'm going heavy or I'm not going. Instead of this kind of weak ass, little bit at a time. This is what most people do. They have a little bit of debt, a little bit of savings, a little bit of investing, and a little bit of fun time. And so you just end up with a whole lot of little bits. And so you're underfunded for kids' college. You're underfunded for retirement. You carry too much debt. You're not actually successfully doing any of these. You're not a good investor. You're not a good manager of God's stewards. He gave you 5 talents. You're running it like it's 1. He gave you 5 and you're acting like you got 10. You're in debt. And so you're not accomplishing anything. This is why the very first 2 chapters of the book, The Money Flow, I talk about the well and the 3 buckets. Right? Talk about the well and the 3 buckets and building the foundation. This is all part of the 3 keys to a successful life: health, wealth, and mindset. This holistic approach. In the video today on Instagram, I talked about this holistic approach. Building wealth and retirement isn't at fucking human resources or your 401k plan. Now, that might be part of it. But they're not going to build your emergency fund. They're not going to make sure you have term life insurance. They're not going to make sure you're investing for your kid to go to college. You want your kid to go to college? Invest. Holy sheep shit. You have 18 years. Parents have 18 years to send their kid to school. They set aside nothing. And then they wonder, gee, why do we have a financial fucking problem with student loans? Because you parents are stupid. You didn't save anything. How about some personal responsibility? Like, that's what it's about, dude. That's what I'm saying. This shit is spiritual, man. All of these problems we see with the financial, you know what that is? Personal responsibility. It's not on those kids. It's on their parents who had no personal responsibility. You can't look forward 20 years and realize, holy shit, college costs money. And what do? They borrow it. They borrow it. They say, well, I didn't know. You didn't know. You didn't know. You didn't know. Of course they knew. But now we got to deal with the fact is then why didn't we respond? Why didn't we listen to ourselves? Why didn't we talk this through? Why didn't we think about it? The whole point of my post and the podcast and the things is to say these things is, hey, knock, 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 knock. Like, it doesn't do me any good to go out and post on Facebook my political opinions and go and vote. That's just one person. But if I begin to speak influence, if I begin to change the one guy who goes, Gerald, man, you said that. You know, me and the wife are sitting on $9,000 in credit card debt. We got a car payment. We're putting into our 401k. We got this. You know, it's all sloppy. I listened to your message, dude. I read that book. We knocked out all that debt. I've got twice as much to invest. And so here's what it means I can increase our spending. Me and the wife can improve our lifestyle, but we can invest the difference in what we weren't giving away to debt, dude. Thank you. And then, bam, I get that. That's karma, man. You don't think that comes back and helps me on my investing? You don't think it keeps me a better investor because I come on here and tell people you should invest? Because tomorrow when I wake up, I got to respond to the people. I got to look at that post. It keeps me on track. I'm coaching me. I'm talking to me. If any of my message helps you, I'm curious to know the length of time. I was trying to keep them around 28 minutes. Maybe that's too long. Maybe I don't have the message or the content or the ability to carry that entertainingly. Maybe, so the other day I did a 6-minute one. I'm curious, is that the right length? Is 8, 9, 10 minutes the right length? And also, I like to do some in a format where I'm preaching, like a preacher of prosperity. Like I'm yelling, like a motivational speaker. I'm standing before the group and I'm yelling at you to try to get across these fundamental financial and wealth building principles. I want them to key them in, lock them in, ingrain them, that you internalize them inside of you, that they become an extension of you, right? That you use me as a bridge from this idea of common or average. Dude, I grew up in a trailer park in Arkansas to this idea of being financially free, to building wealth, to using the tools that are available to you, the public markets through this idea of the stock market and the real estate market and starting and owning businesses, this idea of the wealth code of wealth creation. Your feedback is always, always welcome. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you don't have to die broke. Get hold of me, get me your email address, and I'd be more than happy to send you out the digital copy free of charge. If you like me and you like physical copies, inside of the digital you can order a hard copy for only $15. Be happy to sign it and get it out to you. If you're involved in trading, I have a book entitled The Money Flow. I don't give away this book for free. It's $25. Again, I like to know who's buying it. I am putting a little friction between you and these books on purpose. I don't just want the world buying. I'm not trying to get rich selling shit or being an infomercial guy or being some fucking guru. I'm getting rich investing and investing in real estate and doing the shit that I'm talking about. Like, that's where I want my money to come from. I'm not against people selling and I'm not against selling and I will sell to you, but that's not what this is about. But if you're interested in that book, it's entitled The Money Flow. It's $25.